This is Pierre Bouvier, lead singer of the band Simple Plan. I could sing a song for you, Wine 30, with Andrew and Lindsay. Here we go. Andrew and Lindsay hosting Wine 30. Andrew and Lindsay. Through all the best and many more years to come tonight. I'm just a kid. Many more years to come. Peace.
Hello and welcome to a spectacular episode of Wine 30.
I mean, I sure hope it's spectacular.
It's going to be spectacular. Today we are drinking a Renwood Old Vine Zinfandel. It's a premiere. It's a 2018 vintage, and the grapes were farmed in Amador County.
Nice.
Yeah.
So my first thought drinking this is that it just tastes like cherry cough syrup.
Nice. I found it to be like, it's like licking the outside of a...
Oh, that wasn't my obscure thing.
Oh, that's not... Okay.
That was just...
Okay, well, you know, I'm sure there's reasons behind that.
I was going to say it tasted like licking like a garnet or a ruby, like a jewel.
I was going to say a pomegranate, like the outside of the skin of a pomegranate.
Nice. But I just feel like it tastes like cherry cough syrup, like notes wise. Which
is that
weird.
Right? Is that accurate? Pomegranate? Or do you say pomegranate? Licking the outside of a pomegranate?
Pomegranate?
Pomegranate. Okay. I have to just check on that because it sounds a little obscure to me.
It's almost pomegranate season. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Pomegranates.
On our local walk, there is a pomegranate tree.
Is there?
Yeah. Near the docks.
Nice. So it's almost time.
Yeah. So this wine has a little bit of tannin, a lot of tannin.
But it's also
quite peppery.
It's also kind of sweet, though, in a weird way.
Yep.
Which is why I said, like, cherry cough syrup. Like, you're getting, like, those cherry notes, but you're also getting, like, sweet berries, too.
Yeah.
What would you consume this with?
I would consume this with probably pepper jack cheese plate and goat cheese.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that kind of goes with anything, but...
I know.
You're like nachos with some pepper jack on them?
Good, good with nachos. Spicy nachos.
Spicy nachos. Okay, so what have you been watching this week?
Oh, man. Okay, so I've been watching a couple different movies.
Mm-hmm.
A really bad one that I watched was... Do you remember the name of it?
Trigger Point.
Don't recommend it. Okay, I'll tell you why. Okay, this show is like a classic shoot 'em up, and it's like, here's the problem with it that I had. The protagonist, he literally never misses a shot, and he's shooting a pistol with a silencer on it, and he's shooting guys with full body armor, like, and he's one-shotting them. On top of buildings with a silenced pistol.
Yeah.
And they have semi-automatic machine guns and they're supposed to be like trained people. So in my eyes, I'm just like, it's like that classic question of like, how has this guy not been shot? You know, like how does,
like, how has he not been shot and how does he seem to shoot every single person every single time?
Right. And he never changes his clip, it seems like. Or I guess he was changing his clip periodically, but...
Not as often as he should have.
He was just one-tapping everyone. And then at the end of the movie, there's this thing where he's like, is that this type of gun? He's like, you haven't been counting your bullets, have you? And the bad guy's just like, ugh, I guess I haven't been counting my bullets. And he just like doesn't have any bullets left in his gun.
I feel like that's such like a tired like plot point in action films.
Yeah, and he like chased him through a forest and they were like shooting back and forth. And I'm sure that he shot, you know, whatever it was, 14 bullets or 11 bullets or whatever it was. But I just found it to be also. What was the producer? It was
produced
Chicken Noodle Soup.
It was what's it called? Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yeah.
Which was like those books in the 90s that had like a bunch of stories that people wrote about like things in their life that were like uplifting or touched your soul or were really sad or whatever. So I think it's weird that they're producing movies, especially action movies. I thought if they would be producing stuff, it'd be more like Lifetime, like TLC type stuff. But, you know, I was wrong. We watched the new season of American Horror Story. The first four, 5 episodes.
I really like it.
It's actually not bad. I was really skeptical because I do not like alien stuff. And like the photo on the front is aliens. And I was like, I don't know if I even want to click on this season. But at least the first half of the season hasn't been aliens. So that's nice.
Yes. And what else have we been watching?
Only Murders in the Building, which we have our podcast, I Just Don't Have Time For, where we have been recapping that. I've been watching The Circle because, you know, the new season has been dropping new episodes every week. And then I've been watching 30 Rock at night to fall asleep to, even though I've seen it before. And then I also watched that new Amazon Prime documentary series called Lula Rich, which was a docuseries about LuLaRoe, the company that made like those really hideous leggings and tunics and stuff for a long time. And they were like an MLM and they kind of break down how they got to where they were at and how they went from being this really great company to like having product that just would fall apart and had holes in it and would show up to it. Like people would buy their inventory. They'd spend thousands of dollars on it. It would show up at their door and be moldy.
Ugh.
And it's like, and then they wouldn't offer the people refunds.
Yeah. So I also watched a movie called Chaos Walking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically about humans that had traveled to a new world. So we were colonizing and a colonizing ship had like landed. And then there was like on the new world, you could hear males' thoughts, but only the males' thoughts. And the premise of the whole movie is basically like there's this village on this new planet where it's all just males. And the whole idea is that like the women were killed by the Sprite, which is like the inhabiting alien. I guess you can call it a threat, but not really. Like mm-hmm. the way they explained it was like they came through. But then later you find out that, I don't want to ruin anything, but you find out that, I'm going to ruin something, so spoiler alert, that the people in the town had killed their own females because they felt like they were like judging them or something.
Because the women could hear their thoughts, but they couldn't hear the women's thoughts.
Correct. But they blamed it on the sprites. So like they like trained, but there was a lot of like infants and like people, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
it was a colonizing ship. So there's a bunch of infants that grew up not learning and stuff, but then they end up finding another small colony with females. And it's like this whole big thing. And then there's another colony ship that's on its way. And one of the scouts crash lands. So it's just this big old thing. It's not like the best movie in the world, but I did think it was fun. I like movies like that. So
nice. What have you been reading?
I'm still reading Deadpool.
Nice. Nice, nice. I'm still reading my From the Files of Madison Venn series. It's just taking me a long time because it's, you know, 2700 pages. I am thinking about like starting another book like concurrently.
Yeah.
So that I can like switch between.
I was thinking that too, because I like to like read all of one series if I can.
Mm-hmm.
And with comic books, like they just sometimes have volumes and volumes and volumes. So I sometimes get a little bit like, oh, I got to finish this before I can start something else. But
it's like sometimes okay to read two things at once or to go back to something.
It is. I do that a lot, but I just have been lazy about it.
Okay. What have you been playing?
So I guess I just started a new... I guess I'm going to participate in a Survivor, a Discord Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay signed me up for. So I'm going to be doing that. Pretty pumped about that. I got to do some confessionals here pretty soon.
And, you know, he's going to have his first immunity challenge here in the next couple days. I don't know what the day they're doing it. I don't know if they're going to, like, do it right after marooning, like when you meet your tribe for the first time, if they're just going to go straight into a challenge or if they're going to give you a day or two. I don't know.
I thought it doesn't start till the 18th.
The 16th.
Oh, okay.
Which is tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm also starting a Discord Survivor game tomorrow.
Right on.
Like a different one. So I'm really excited. So yeah. Both of the seasons we're doing are fans versus favorites.
Nice.
But they're different. So Andrew's takes place in the bayou, which is like swampy Louisiana, like witches, like hexes type stuff. Kind of like if you saw Princess and the Frog,
right?
The Disney movie, how they have like the people selling like potions and spells and things.
Oh.
So it's kind of like that. And then the one I'm doing is China. And it's like a lot of it is based off of the movie Mulan. So I'm really excited because I love Mulan. We've also been playing some Pikmin 3. Andrew's sister, we've got her hooked. And yeah. Then Andrew's also been playing some Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, I've been trying to grind out the original Baldur's Gate. It's a lot longer than I remember. I don't even know if I beat it because it's so long. Like, I don't know if I ever finished it.
I know. He's been playing for, like, days and days. And I'm like, he doesn't play, like, from the time he gets up until he goes to bed or anything. But it's like he plays enough that I feel like he should be making, like, big progress.
Headway? Yeah, me too. But I think I just get, like, because I'm older, so I just get distracted. And I'll just, like, start doing something else. And then a lot of times I'll just leave the game on. And then, like, days will pass in the game, and I'm just like, I haven't been checking in. Or the other day, I caught myself leaving on overnight. I don't know if that impacts the game at all, but.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never played the game, so I am unaware.
I'm surprised my companions are still hanging out with me. They didn't just go off.
They don't just leave you?
They do leave you, yeah. They'll leave you if you do stuff.
That's super funny. So before we talk about our hot topics for this episode, I do want to take a second to talk about our newest podcast sponsor, MyoWell. Fiber is one of nature's most ancient and potent superfoods, but 95% of Americans fail to consume enough fiber every day. And no wonder, filling every meal with high fiber foods like beans and chia seeds just isn't realistic. But what if you could drink your fiber and actually have it taste good? MyoWell is a prebiotic, fiber-filled soda made with organic, hand-harvested agave and absolutely no refined sugar or weird ingredients. This bubbly beverage is a drink you can actually feel good about and feel good about putting it in your body. With 20% of your daily value of fiber, less than 40 calories per can, and 6 years of research behind its ingredients, it's the perfect alternative to your traditional sugary sodas. MyoWell comes in four flavors, so they have strawberry ginger with hibiscus, raspberry cucumber with blackcurrant, pineapple mango with turmeric, and pear lime with green tea, which are all absolutely incredible. So many companies aren't really transparent about what's in their products, and they boast that they're like gut healthy items, and they like just say that without having the science to prove it. MyoWell's claims are all backed by science, which is super cool. You can like go on their website and find out more information about that. And you can say hello to that good gut feeling with MyoWell. Receive 15% off your order today at drinkmyowell.com with promo code WINE15. So that is drinkmyowell.com with promo code WINE15.
So I've got some really sad news.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Norm MacDonald died a couple days ago, and he's the Weekend Update guy, but he also did that skit in SNL with Sean Connery. And it was like Alex Trebek.
Oh, like Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. And it had Will Ferrell. And it had the guy from Night of the Roxburys. I can never remember his name. But that like stuck with me. And when I saw that skit, because I looked back at it, mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's a bummer. Died at 61. From cancer.
Yeah.
like, wow, I would have liked to see a little more of what he was doing, you know?
Which he had cancer for years, right? But he didn't like publicly like say he had cancer or anything. Like
he would joke about it. He would say, oh, well, if I die, the cancer dies too, right? So it's more of like a draw.
I mean,
like, what a good attitude to have, like, you know, go down fighting.
That is a truth.
Yeah. The cancer dies with me. So yeah, that's some sad news. So I just wanted to send out a little bit of like, you know,
condolences
and say, man, that's a bummer. So
yeah. So we are currently in escrow.
Yes, we
are. For a house. 16 days to go.
Yeah. One more thing that I want to talk about. I know that I'm going back here for a second, but I went to look up some old YouTube videos, and I had found that like a ton of people were like trying to capitalize on him. Like every video, I could not find anything over like 11 hours.
Like old?
Nothing over 11 hours. Like that's everybody weird. Was trying to like get hits they on were YouTube. Just and to like me, that's like
re-uploading old stuff to try to get the hits.
Right. So to me, that's just like, come on, man. Like
that's scummy.
Yeah. It's like you're capitalizing on a dead man's thing. Like to me, it's like, man, I feel like we've a little bit detached from reality here. So yes, we are in escrow. I'm pumped about it. I'm excited.
I'm also so nervous though, because it's like at any time, any little thing could just like cancel the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you end up like back.
I don't feel that way exactly, but we are kind of like on pins and needles a little bit, like trying to like get paperwork in as soon as possible.
Which we've been keeping up because like for the first few days of filling out the paperwork, like each day they'd be like 10 new documents to upload, 6 new documents to upload, 5 new documents to upload. And now we're to the point where they very rarely ask for like any new documents. But we are just kind of like waiting on the appraisal, which I know we're paying under the appraise, like what it's going to be appraised at anyway, but it's still like nerve wracking.
So is this like owning your first house? Is that kind of like, oh yes, success in your eyes? Or what's the like feeling that you're hoping to like ascend to?
I don't know. Like it's a milestone, which is nice, but I feel like it's just going to fully just make our lives better because we'll have better internet. We'll have more space. Like it's space that you can just upgrade without having to ask permission to like paint a wall or change the floors or change the appliances. Like it's yours. So you have more control over it.
Also, we've been renting for like years now.
And the money, we're like,
old. Yeah.
It's annoying to just rent and rent and rent and then have nothing to show for it.
Not only do they just take a ton of money, I feel like rent is just so inflated in general when you look at the cost of paying a mortgage. And then on top of that, you can't do anything to the house and you don't necessarily do anything to the house and you still don't get your deposit back.
Yeah.
I had to fight tooth and nail to get most of our deposit back. Like whenever we want to get deposit back, I have to like go in with a fighting stance.
And like last time we even like paid to have professionals come in and clean the place. It was like spotless, like better than when we moved in.
Yeah. And they still took half of it or whatever. So it's like, I don't know.
Because they're like, oh, we have to change out the carpets because they've been in for however many years. And we're like, we're only here for a year and they needed to be like done before we even moved in. So why are we responsible for the carpet being like?
We shouldn't be, but it's kind of like, we probably could have fought it. It's just not really worth the time, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I'd rather just be like, okay, let's just get through this, you know?
So did you hear about Biden's new defense deal that he made today with Australia?
I did not, but there's some stuff that irks me about Biden and stuff that because I'm always like, oh, I really like what Biden's doing. Mm-hmm. And with the war in Iraq or in Afghanistan, I always am like, well, trying to be supportive. Tell me about the new defensive bill.
It's not a bill.
Oh.
He made a new defense deal with Australia, which basically is helping Australia's defense against China because China keeps going in and like onto like islands they own or whatever and like trying to like take resources or over.
For sure. They're doing and that Australia's, too.
Australia is very like passive generally. So we're basically helping out Australia. We made a deal with them and we teamed up with them to put like not just American submarines, but Australian and American submarines in the South Pacific, just kind of like as a buffer. Because I guess China's been getting more and more aggressive in the South Pacific. And they're like, we just want to like ensure security for Taiwan. We want to empower Australia. Like,
right.
China's being bullies right now. And they have the like military and like the human power and like the technology to basically do anything they want. So
yeah,
we're basically just trying to prevent them from like bulldozing Taiwan and Australia. Yeah,
China's a tough subject because it's like they're abusing their power.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we call them out, their response is, well, you do it.
Yeah.
You did it. And so you benefited from that. And therefore, like, we need to benefit from that too in order to contain a competitive edge. And so, like, we honestly have to stop doing that. Like, that's exactly what we were doing in Afghanistan. And when we pulled out, yeah, it's going to be ugly. And of course, like, the president's going to get blamed for all that flack. Mm-hmm. But, and I do kind of blame him for a lot of stuff, but it's kind of like, you know what? It's the responsibility does not solely fall on him. We've been in that war for 20 years. Every president has been promising that as a campaign run, and each one has let us down. You know, he didn't even promise that as a campaign run. He just did it, you know, as a mm-hmm. little extra. He knew he was going to get bad flack for it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to stand behind him on that one. I do, however, think that he needs to be a little stronger because he's, I guess he's been supporting biofuel, which is the burning of forests
mm-hmm.
for energy. And I just can't get behind that. So like, I hope that he figures that out and, you know, doesn't do it, but I'm going to be probably at odds on him with that one. So yeah, but China, definitely. They need to figure it out. So I have a topic and this hits home. It's California. We just had a recall.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing, I was up all night last night because it was yesterday that we had this happen and we both voted. But so I was just watching to see the response of Gavin Newsom's team. And basically they look at it as a victory. And they look at it as they're like celebrating. They're like, oh my gosh, we didn't get recalled. We won. We beat them back. Stupid Republicans. And to me, that is just like so far off. And I'll tell you why. Because we recalled, you were recalled. Like people submitted, mm-hmm. you know, 30% of the population voted for someone else. Somebody had, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You shouldn't be celebrating. You should be like, wow. I'm way off track.
Like, how do I like try to,
like, I'm not doing a good job.
People yeah. happy.
And so I just wanted to, since they are celebrating, I just wanted to share some things about why they were recalled. Because the thing is I honestly don't think they should be recalled because we have an election coming up and I'm like, let's
just,
get
a waste
out.
Of money. To
it's
like,
kind of a waste of money, but I do understand why he's recalled. It's not necessarily a waste of money to recall him. But if you look at the candidates, there were like 30 or 40 of them. And I'm just like, the top candidate is a YouTuber that's 23 years
Caitlyn
old.
Or Caitlyn Jenner. Like,
or who's the other guy? Eldon. I can't remember his name. But he's the top. He had this first. He was going to be the one who won if he didn't. So one. I got seven of these and I just went on Twitter because I was like fuming and I found a guy that was like, okay, here's some lists and I fact checked it. So he let California get scammed out of $31 billion by criminals. And you can look this up on ABC7 News. Basically, it was just like telemarketers and whatnot. Yeah, so that really bugs me that he allowed that to continue to happen. It's like, as your governor job, you're supposed to, you have a ton of taxes in California. So mm-hmm. it's not that you have a, don't have the resources to take care of that, you know? Yeah. As far as his climate change
mm-hmm.
ability, not so good. In fact, he's been harming the environment because he shut down a nuclear power plant that was basically funding, it was giving all of California its electricity. And now we're switching over to biomass.
Mm-hmm.
and different things like that. So it's kind of like, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of an advocate for nuclear power plants because the waste is so much less and it's such a large amount. You're basically splitting atoms. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's more dangerous, but the more further we're along, the more technology we have to contain it. So it's the best option at this point. I know there are some better options out there that can be developed, but okay. So schools closing during the pandemic, and that's largely because teachers were, you know, he's beholden to the teachers and teachers saying, shut it down. I'm on the fence about that one.
I think that they should have been shut. The online schooling was the way to go during the pandemic.
Yes, exactly. I feel that way too, but that is a reason why people push that. He ignores the drug problem in California.
I mean, he does.
And I'm saying like methamphetamine, I'm talking about the hard drugs. Fentanyl is a huge one. And I'm not talking about small doses. I'm talking about dealer size doses. And it's like, we legalize marijuana. I think that's great, but that doesn't mean you just drop the ball. We give a ton of money to fight that. The homeless is a, sixth reason. It's just awful. You know how much money we give for him for the homeless? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but
a lot,
a ton. Yeah. We give so much money. It's like billions of dollars. And the problem is it just gets locked up. You know, there's more homeless now than ever. We have more homeless in New York by, you know, a ton. He also cheated on his wife. Did you know that?
I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all.
But he cheated on his wife with her best friend.
Of course he did.
And she was running his campaign.
Ugh.
So I don't know. It's hard for me to like trust a governor who's focused on a skirt rather than his job.
Which also with politicians, what you have to look at too, though, is a lot of them enter into marriages for not because they're in love with the person or they care about being with the person, but because it looks good politically. So a lot of times those people have open marriages, or they'll like not actually be in like a romantic relationship with the person they're married to. They're just married to them because it looks good.
Yeah.
Like, look at JFK. That's exactly why he was married to Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah. And one other thing I want to touch on is, okay, so yeah, he shut down the economy, basically. But he locked us down with sensible regulations, too, in a lot of places. You know, it was kind of like overblown a little bit, and a lot of people lost their livelihoods because of it. So yeah, those are like the seven reasons I found online.
Like the main reasons that people.
Those are like the biggest ones for people that voted for him and that are completely switched to bring him, you know, to recall. And a lot of people left the state because of the shutdown. You know what I mean? Like, we have people in both our families that left the state because of shutdown.
Not because of the shutdown. My family had moved out of California before, like several years before the shutdown.
Right.
I didn't have any family move out during the shutdown.
Well, a lot of these things were happening before the shutdown happened too, you know, like the drug problem and stuff. So it's been an ongoing thing, and it's just kind of a bummer, really.
Yeah.
So why don't you go? I've been talking for a little bit.
Okay. I just had a fun fall this or that for us to play.
Okay.
To lighten up the mood. Okay. So I'm going to say two options and you have to choose your favorite. Pumpkin patches or corn mazes?
I've never been to either. So I guess pumpkin patch. I've been to a pumpkin patch. So probably I really want to experience a corn maze.
Rather do a corn maze though, if given the option between the two.
Yeah. Cause I'm all about experiencing new things, you know.
I've done a corn maze. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I haven't done one recently. Bonfire or football game?
Probably bonfire.
I agree. I'm not interested in football.
I like football games. I'll go to them and I'll watch it. I know what's going on in the sport, but I never got amped up about smashing my head into another individual's helmet.
Yeah.
Like I played football in high school and like that was, I did not like that. I'm like, this just seems like a good way to get a concussion.
Okay. Apple pie or pumpkin pie?
I would say apple pie, pumpkin pie. I'm equal on that.
I like pumpkin pie and I love pumpkin pie. Like the morning after Thanksgiving or something when you have it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the best pie, like breakfast pie. Thanksgiving or Halloween?
Halloween. Ugh, I love Thanksgiving too, though. But I really like Halloween a lot. Although the last few Halloweens have been kind of like downers, but.
And I feel like the last few Thanksgivings, aside from during COVID, like we've had a really great time.
Yeah. Our Thanksgiving has been like uppers and our Halloweens have been like, eh.
Like, eh, that's boring. I feel like Halloween is really fun.
If you.
When you're like a kid. Or
if you own your house.
Or if you're like in college or something and you like have friends and you have a Halloween party, like that's fun.
Yeah. If you're like us and you're renting in the country and like.
You don't get trick or treaters.
Will come and you don't have a ton of space to set up decorations, then yeah. And also you're afraid to alter anything, then yeah. Halloween's not going to be as fun. So, but if you own your own house or if you're like a kid that's going to go trick or treating, then it's the best time of the year.
Okay. Hocus Pocus or Halloween Town?
I'm not sure what those are.
What do you mean you don't know what those are?
Oh, is that Disneyland?
It's not Disneyland. They're movies.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, yeah.
Or Halloween Town.
Hocus Pocus. I don't know why I didn't click. Yeah, Hocus Pocus.
Okay, I was like, I don't get it. Hot cocoa or apple cider?
Hot cocoa.
Oh.
I like apple cider, too.
I like apple cider, but I don't like chocolate, so obviously I'm not going to choose.
Hot cocoa is like one of those things where you can just have one, maybe two, be good for a week. You don't need a ton every day.
Candy apples or caramel apples?
The older I get, I don't know. I don't really like caramel apples because they hurt my teeth.
But candy apples would too, because candy apples are like that red.
Yeah, they also hurt my teeth. So I don't really like either.
I like caramel apples when it's like nice and soft. And like sometimes they'll put like good stuff on the caramel too.
If you're talking about the flavor, I like both.
I also love those.
I don't like the way they feel.
Those caramel apple pops. Like those lollipops that are dipped in the caramel. Those are like freaking those are fun. Good.
So that's what I choose.
Scary movies or haunted houses?
Oh, I like them both. I know Lindsay, maybe we'll go to a haunted house this year.
Okay.
Okay. I like them both. I like scary movies and haunted houses. I just like Halloween in general.
He's like, go to a haunted house and then watch a scary movie immediately after. It's perfect.
Yeah. Lindsay doesn't let me watch scary movies, but
we
she
do.
Will.
I like
Scream. You like Scream?
The Halloween movies, I don't mind. I like movies that have like that are scary, but they also have humor to them.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like it when I don't do like the Paranormal Activity, like paranormal
like
stuff,
paranormal
like
stuff
Exorcist,
either.
Whatever. I think it's just fake and phony, and I just like don't like it. But I'm more into like the slasher horror.
Whenever I see like a paranormal movie, I'm just like, just leave the house, like just walk out of the house. Like, what are you doing? Whereas like a slasher is kind of like, oh, this is funny.
Well, it's like. It's always so like if they like cut someone or they like do whatever,
cheesy.
It's like you see like the corns are up blood
or
and
their
it's
guts
like,
come out or something. And it's like
not what would happen at all.
It's like overshot. Yeah.
I just think it's funny. And a lot of times they know that it's ridiculous. So they like add humor into it.
We're probably going to do a Purge. I haven't watched any of the Purge movies, so this...
Oh, I watched the first one. I didn't like it.
I haven't seen any of them. So this year, I'm going to try to binge some of those.
That's not
How about
thing.
The Saw, though?
I saw 2 or 3. I watched one of them at one point in time when I was probably in, like, high school. It wasn't, like... super my thing, but I would probably go back and rewatch those and like,
yeah,
now that I'm older,
that those types of movies are really hard for me to watch because like somebody like crawling through barbed wire to me is like very, I don't want to say hits home, but it's like I can like imagine that much better than being chased by somebody with a knife
or a chainsaw. Like,
yeah, like I could just run away from somebody with a chainsaw or a knife pretty easy because I can run pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe Lindsay can relate more to like being caught with the knife. No, I'm just kidding. No, that wasn't a dip on your ability to run. But I know if we ever get attacked by a bear, I just had to run faster than Lindsay.
Thanks.
Just have to always outrun great. Lindsay. No, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't do that.
You're like, maybe. Depends.
I don't actually know. I guess you just stay still.
I always hear, aren't you supposed to make yourself look bigger?
You can whap their nose, look big and whap their nose.
Like, I always heard, like, if you go and, like, stand on a stump and put your arms up, or, like, if you grab branches and you, like, are standing up high so that you look bigger and scarier than they are.
Right.
But that's also a gamble.
You don't
really
want to get onto a fight with a bear.
That's also a gamble, because if they know that they can take you still, then you're
screwed. Or if they're hungry and they think you're a deer, that's all fair game. If you're holding branches up.
That's when you keep jerky in your bag and you start chucking the jerky.
If you can whap their nose, you can probably get away. Because
that's why you just carry bear mace.
Yeah, that's why you just carry a cast iron...
water bottle?
No, you can't. A cast iron water bottle. Those are going to sell like hotcakes. I don't think anyone's made any of those. You know how heavy that would be? I was thinking of pan. A cast iron water bottle. It's like, it'd be like a cement water bottle. I love it.
But it would be full of water.
And it would be full of water. I don't even know how much water you could put in it. It would have to be huge. I don't know. Okay, that's all we have time for today.
And we will talk to you next week for another episode of Wine 30.
Ciao.